This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Everybody, Paul Joseph Watson about to take over. Every minute we're on air is a defiance of tyranny. Fly Freebird. Larry in Florida on the air with Robert Barnes. Thanks for holding. Go ahead. You're asking, where are we going? What's the next step? Give us your idea.
Thank you for taking my call, Alex.
Yes, sir.
It's really, I wasn't going to bring this up, but you've been talking enough about the technology and how it's been crushed and how the ability to communicate's been crushed. One of the things that I've been wondering here for months as I'm listening to you and what you went through, because you went through it early, is there a way that InfoWars can be a vehicle to help basically the InfoWarrior patriots do some coordination and communication? Because
They'd probably kill me if it happened, but if Trump brought me to Mar-a-Lago with, like, Robert Barnes, I guarantee you in 1 week we'd have a devastating way for him to reach the whole world, be the president of the world, and counter and turn the whole thing. Trump's problem, that's why they had the number one mission 2 years ago, remember, was keep Alex Jones away from Trump, because every time I talk to him, he'll make the right. I'm not bragging, it actually happened. My big thing is capital. I have enough money to pay the taxes and run the operation, but never really expand, and then If I could get tied in with Trump or tied in with any other big resistance operation, we could turn things around very, very quickly. The globalists have committed such crimes. I would start with Klaus Schwab and Gates saying we want to depopulate. COVID is meant to make you poor for carbon tax. Tie it to that. Presentation day one of COVID being a fraud and Trump admitting he got conned. Day two, showing that China Joe's a Chinese agent. Day three, show the election fraud. But I wouldn't hit him election fraud up front. I would hit him with, they're the enemy of America. Barnes, you got any points on that?
Well, I think moving forward, it's building cross-party, cross-ideological alignments, like what I'm doing with Robert Kennedy Jr. to take on the compelled and coerced vaccines, the medical Sharia law, the invasion of people's privacy, conditioning employers. There's an employer in the state of Texas, apparently, that's going to be one of the first employers that to compel people to take a vaccine as a condition of employment, even for people that are legally exempt from the vaccine because of
even
the
risk. Even if your doctor says it'll make you sick and you shouldn't take it, they're going to try to force it.
Exactly. And so we have to build a complete cross-party, cross-ideological attack, like what we saw Wall Street Bets do against the Wall Street hedge funds. They built the biggest hedge fund in the world by just collectively aggregating individual power and influence. So that everybody can do the same thing. We can find the parts of our life where we can
well,
take power.
Also in L.A., where they had people die of the vaccine, the cops said, we don't care about liability protection. That's civil. This is criminal. This is like, you know, they pass a law that you can drink Drano. If somebody gives it to you, they're liable. So this is starting to come out. Anything else, Larry?
I actually did. And one of the things that it was a little bit from yesterday's conversation with Mr. Barnes, but what if President Trump does take advantage of the opportunity he never really got to talk about the election. And if he's able to actually provide, you know, maybe he brings in, you know, the Supreme Court counsel from Italy and makes a compelling case that election was stolen.
I think Barnes agrees with you is that he should turn this around on them. But I don't know where these lawyers come from, why they're such cowards. I appreciate your call. Norm Pattis, one of your friends, Barnes, just sent me an article he wrote. He thinks Trump might lose with what his lawyers filed. I mean, you said it's not as good as it should be. You think that's true?
I don't think there's much risk of him actually losing because the Republican Party's not willing to. There's not. They don't have enough politically suicidal senators up there. So Trump has
exactly.
All the leverage.
So the lawyer's mission is just to make sure it doesn't embarrass the establishment because they don't want to be targeted. If they actually defend Trump, they'll get targeted.
Exactly. In fact, several of them started getting targeted as soon as their name was released. So that's just the reality of it. One of them's a good civil rights lawyer from Alabama. They're trying to remove him from various boards. So he needed a more fearless, intelligent legal defense than I think he has presented. But, you know, we'll see. There's strengths and weaknesses with Trump. We just have to keep trying to reinforce the strengths and mitigate the weaknesses.
All right, go to Twitter, type in Robert Barnes. You'll find him there. He's got some other platforms as well, hosts a lot of shows. Barnes, thank you so much for the time. Next week, during the impeachment, we want you to co-host with us. Thank you.
Yep, will do.
Paul Joseph Watson takes over now.
I've got some bad news. Our best-selling vitamin mineral fusion has sold out because people understand in these stressful times, it's now more important than ever to boost your body's natural defenses. But here's the good news. Turmeric acts in very similar ways and is so good for inflammation, so good for your immune system. And we've got two great turmeric formulas. One is Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula that is a dried turmeric extract, 95% curcuminoid. People love it. That's selling out. Despite that, it's still discounted at InfoWars. And then also selling out this week is our liquid turmeric extract. It's called liquid turmeric extract. People really love it. It's extremely strong as well. It's selling out. And your purchase doesn't just help yourself and your body. It also funds the InfoWar and keeps us on air while they're trying to shut everybody down. So thank you all for your support. Please visit InfoWarStore.com and find so many other great items that will enrich yourself and your family's life and fund the InfoWar. God bless and good luck.
Transmitting worldwide from the Summit.News studios in the United Kingdom, you are listening to Paul Joseph Watson.
Hello, everybody. We are live. This is the Summit News Hour, where we are asking the question, are you patriotic enough to take the anal swab? You've heard of Joe Biden's 100-day mask challenge. You've seen how China's response to the coronavirus pandemic has been praised all across the board. Well, now China has a more efficient method to test for COVID, and I don't see why President Joe Biden isn't vehemently encouraging, nay, demanding that you bend over and take the anal swab. Yes, this is actually real. It's not the Babylon Bee. It's not the Onion. This is what Chinese people, thousands of them in Beijing, thousands of them in other cities, have been receiving, on the receiving end of at least, the COVID anal swab. We're going to get into that a bit later on. We're also going to get into WikiLeaks. This is a new insider who's basically a celebrity. I'm not going to reveal much information about him because the whole point is that it's supposed to remain anonymous. So he can infiltrate these circles, which he's already basically a part of, but infiltrate them and leak information without being detected, without his identity being revealed. And in fact, the first video has gone up about this, which we're going to play later in the show. But we're hoping to get him on for an interview over the course of the next week. Basically, this is a leftist that disagrees with me on basically every issue whatsoever, is no fan of me, yet is so shocked at being around these celebrities, these actors, these models, these political campaigners, and how different their personal lifestyles are to how they broadcast what they are to the general public on social media. So I'm going to get into that later in the show, and that is an ongoing thing. Well, I'm going to start with this, though. This is a headline out of Sky News a couple of days ago. COVID-19 lockdowns and new health habits helped number of flu sufferers fall to 130-year low. Yes, flu has basically disappeared in the United Kingdom. Oh, gee, I wonder why. Says the number of people suffering from the flu in England has plunged by more than 95% to levels not seen for 130 years. Data experts at the Royal College of General Practices said that in the third week of January, usually a peak time for the flu, the number of flu-like illnesses reported to doctors was 0.9 per 100,000 people, compared with a five-year average of 27. It's believed that measures designed to tame the COVID-19 pandemic, as well as increased publicity about the importance of having the flu vaccine, are quashing influenza and many other respiratory diseases. Really? They don't seem to be quashing COVID, do they? Because we had a second wave higher than the first. So basically they're pretending here that flu has completely disappeared in being reported in case numbers in the United Kingdom. because of social distancing, because of people washing their hands, because of lockdown. Really? Really? Well, I'm going to flash back to this headline, which was at the start of the month. Epidemiologist says influenza cases are being counted as COVID-19. Top epidemiologist Nut Witowski says that the massive drop in influenza cases can be attributed to the fact that many are being falsely counted as COVID-19 cases. Now, this is no anti-vaxxer screeching on Facebook. This is the former head of biostatistics, epidemiology, and research design at Rockefeller University, who cautioned that influenza has been renamed COVID-19 in large part. According to CDC figures, the cumulative positive influenza test rate from late September into the week of December 19th, was just 0.2% compared to 8.7% from a year before. So exactly the same phenomenon in the United States, where flu has basically disappeared, it's drastically been reduced, and they're saying, oh, well, it must be because of lockdown. It must be because of social distancing. It must be because of people washing their hands. Not according to this epidemiologist who has come out and said that flu cases are being counted as COVID cases, so therefore you're obviously going to get more cases and you're going to get more fatalities if that flu number is included in the COVID number, because it's a fact that many old people unfortunately die from the flu, from pneumonia, every single year. Now, this ties into another fact, which, now, if I posted this statistic on Twitter or Facebook, I bet they'd remove it. I bet they'd remove it. And yet it's from the UK government website. It's from the Office of National Statistics. There was a Freedom of Information Act request, which they have to respond to. And somebody asked them to provide the following information. One, the number of people who have died from COVID-19 without any pre-existing medical conditions. And two, the number of people who have died from COVID-19 with pre-existing conditions. So this was a Freedom of Information Act in the UK. The headline on the ons.gov.uk website, again, government website, is COVID-19 deaths with and without pre-existing conditions. This was filed on January 20th, in response to this Freedom of Information Act request. And it says the following. Now, they provided the data for coronavirus deaths between March and June 2020. Later on in the statistical release, they're basically refusing to provide data from July onwards. They may provide it at a later date. But it says the publication states, and they're citing deaths involving COVID-19 in England and Wales. These are official government numbers. 50,335 deaths occurred between March and June 2020 involving COVID-19 in England and Wales. So this is between March and June last year. 45,859 of these deaths were people who had at least one pre-existing condition, while 4,476, that's 8.9% of the deaths, had none. So again, it clarifies, COVID-19 deaths where there was no pre-existing condition between March and June 2020, just 4,476 out of 50,000 deaths between those months are people who died of COVID-19 and only of COVID-19. All the other deaths were people who died with comorbidities. And this is the point we make over and over again. Old people with serious illnesses, many of whom are in hospital, unfortunately die. They die all the time. That's not to say that their lives don't mean anything, but it's a fact. And especially, they die at winter. So only 8.9% of people who died, and you can extrapolate that out for the rest of the deaths that occurred afterwards, only 8.9% of the COVID deaths in England and Wales were people who died just from COVID. And then understand a lot of those people will be in an at-risk age bracket. And then if you take out the people below the age of 50, 60, that number will shrink even more. And then, as I just pointed out, They're obviously including a lot of the flu deaths, a lot of the flu cases in the coronavirus cases. So that would shrink the number even more. This is on the government's website. They had to release this. The UK government admits only 8.9% of total COVID deaths were actually COVID deaths of people who died only with COVID. This is never discussed in the media because it doesn't fit their narrative, their fear-mongering consensus. We had this article, similar in the USA. CDC, COVID-19 only caused mention in 6% of total coronavirus deaths. So it's even fewer in the United States. The CDC published an update that acknowledges, quote, COVID-19 was the only cause mentioned in 6% of total coronavirus deaths. So the other 94% of deaths, they had other comorbidities, other serious illnesses when they died. It's on the UK government website. It's on the official CDC website. But we never hear this narrative in the media. And again, the way they've got the algorithms, the censorship set up on social media, if I posted these government statistics, they'd probably get removed within a month. Don't go away, summit.news will be like.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Listening to the Summit.News Radio Hour with Paul Joseph Watson.
So we have the disappearance of flu deaths, the virtual disappearance of flu deaths in the United Kingdom, and indeed we've seen a similar effect in the United States. They're not reporting why that is, which is what epidemiologist Witowski said, as we reported back on January 5th, is because they're including a lot of the flu cases, a lot of the flu fatalities in the COVID number. That's why it's disappeared from the record books almost. Then you have the UK government, in response to a Freedom of Information Act request, acknowledging, admitting, and publishing on its own website that only 8.9% of COVID deaths occurred where COVID was the only cause of death listed on the death certificate. The rest of them had serious illnesses. Then, as the point I made, if you then account for the fact that a lot of those people who died only with COVID would have been in the at-risk age group category, that would reduce that number even more. We've had the CDC acknowledge months ago now that only cause mentioned a coronavirus is in only 6% of death certificates. So again, 94% of coronavirus deaths in the United States had two or three other serious illnesses when they died, but again, it was listed as coronavirus. There was a meme about somebody getting eaten by a shark and his cause of death being listed as coronavirus. I think this is an important topic of conversation, and it's not one that's ever included on the mainstream media. It's barely even covered. The people who make a point of making this point are called COVID deniers. They're censored on social media. Yet these are official government numbers. So the flu cases have disappeared. They're counting them as COVID. 8.9% of deaths in the United Kingdom are COVID only. 94% of deaths in America. People have two, three other serious illnesses. None of it is being discussed. What is being discussed now, though, is whether you're patriotic enough to take the anal swab. Headline. Video, anal swabs in China make kids walk like penguins, question mark. Now, I saw this footage a few days ago, and I don't think it's the aftermath of these kids receiving an anal swab. That's not to say that these anal swabs aren't happening. I made a video about this. It's called How Much Would You Tolerate? And I go through all the official pronouncements that they're very proud of the anal swabs, the experts in China. And again, remember, the mainstream media, the WHO, is in China right now, by the way, saying everything's hunky-dory and great, and there were no mistakes made whatsoever, despite the Communist Party literally telling the WHO on January 14th that there was no human-to-human transmission of coronavirus, having known that there was for at least a month before. But you can trust them. The Chinese state media has denied these videos, but video out of China has emerged pertaining to show the after effects of COVID anal swabs on children. Video posted to Twitter shows several kids, obviously in discomfort, walking like penguins after reportedly undergoing the procedure. This was tweeted by Jennifer Zeng, who is normally quite reliable, but obviously she's anti-communist Chinese government because she was pro the whole Hong Kong protest situation. But others suggested that the video shows the after effects not of anal swabs, but of circumcision. Now, I saw this video days ago, and I don't see what benefit the Communist Chinese Party would get in showing children waddling like penguins. I don't think that would encourage other people to take the anal swab. But, you know, if they've got them at cattle prod point, maybe they're going to take the anal swab anyway. The question I've asked is if Americans can take the anal swab, if they will.
And if we can trick or fool someone in the Biden administration to advocating anal swabs, because I think it'll be hilarious, and I think it'll be a good benchmark of exactly how much Americans would tolerate. Because as I make the point in the video, how much would you tolerate? I did a poll about, I think it was in 2013, when the whole TSA controversy, the naked body scanners, the groping, was really at the top of the headlines in America for a period of years. It really came to prominence 2010, 2011, and it was still very much in the news as late as 2013, 2014. So I commissioned a poll with Harris Interactive. This is not some Twitter poll or some Facebook poll that you can totally game. This is a proper poll. It costs like $3,000, $4,000 to commission. And people were asked if they would take a TSA body cavity probe in order to be allowed to fly. Meaning, would you let some minimum wage TSA goon literally give you an anal probe for you to be able to get on an airplane? Now, when Americans were asked this question back in 2013, 30% of them said yes. So almost a third that they would literally take an anal probe to be allowed to travel. So how many Americans would take the less invasive anal swab to be clear of COVID? Now, if they can't get the vaccine, maybe the anal swab will be required to be allowed to fly, to be allowed to travel on public transport. Of course, over the weekend, the CDC came out and said you have to wear masks on public transport. It's now mandatory. If you don't, it may get enforced by somebody on the train, by some officious security guard, or even the police. And on that subject, Zero Hedge reports double mask, double flip-flop. Are you kidding? Is all Fauci. We had an article yesterday, which is about halfway down this article, pointing out that Dr. Fauci, less than 1 week after advising Americans that wearing two or even three masks would be more effective against the spread of coronavirus, has now done a complete 180 again and admitted that there's no data to suggest it will make any difference. So Fauci came out, he said, yeah, you should probably be wearing two face masks. Then he walked it back, said there's no data, you should only be wearing one. Well, now he's changed his mind once again. So that 48 minutes into this Washington Post discussion, Fauci again was asked about double masking. His response, given his recent flip-flop, may surprise you. Having said that double masking didn't make a difference, he appears to flip-flop back, saying that the CDC is investigating whether two masks may be better than one, and added that it makes common sense. So he's flipped back again. Now, what's interesting about this is Newsweek keeps getting content out of fact-checking me only to prove that I'm actually right. They did it with a story about Facebook banning Bible passages. Facebook did ban Bible passages, and they had to come out after and admit that they did it and then restore the site, the Bible Hub site that they banned. Newsweek did a fact-check and said that was only half true and claimed that I had said Facebook had banned all Bible passages, which I never said that. Well, now they've come out and asked, fact check, did Dr. Anthony Fauci advise wearing two masks, then reverse course? And once again, despite the fact that he openly, explicitly did do that, they say that this claim made by yours truly is only half true. Even though he literally did come out and say, yeah, you should wear two masks, then flip-flop back and said, you should only wear one. Literally the definition of reversing course. So thanks Newsweek for proving me right once again. Of course, we had another headline. Doctor tells NBC Americans should consider wearing four face masks. You're not a double plus good person unless you wear four. Maybe four's not enough. Maybe you should start thinking about wearing five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. Who knows what it's going to be next week. We'll be right back. Summit on News. Don't go away.
We have the technocrats are controlling the food supply. Secure your own safe source of food supply sale. It's the new prices in 2021, but it's the lowest price for high quality food you're going to find at InfoWarsStore.com. The subsection is prepared with Alex.com. And as all these globalists do this, and as they hoard the food and as they prepare, You need to understand that you need 25-year food supply. It lasts 25 years. 1 month, 3 months, 6 months, 1 year supplies, and it's the highest quality you're going to find, and it's just good to have that checkbox taken care of, and you know you're getting good food at a very good price, and you know that a small percentage of it, because there's not much profit in this, goes to us to fund our operation. So, preparewithalex.com or InfoWarsStore.com. You can find the preparedness section there, water filtration, air filtration. It's all there. The technocrats are getting ready to bring in all the Force GMO and more. It's time to start getting prepared. It starts with self-defense. It starts with being prepared. It starts with storable food. It starts with digging in with a long globalist fight. You'll win in the end.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers, but if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Live from London, England, it's Paul Joseph Watson with Summit.News.
So for the rest of this segment, we're going to go to this WikiLeaks video, and it's going to take us through to the end of the segment. This is a celebrity insider blowing the whistle on the disgraceful scenes he's witnessed within the confines of the entertainment industry and what he's going to reveal as a whistleblower going forward. Here is WikiLeaks. They're calling.
calling it WikiLeaks, an anonymous celebrity insider who has penetrated the heart of the entertainment industry and is so revolted by what he's experiencing, he's decided to become a whistleblower. He's dishing the dirt on the real behind-the-scenes behavior exhibited by actors, musicians, models, journalists, and professional campaigners. Full disclosure, I know who this person is, I've met him, and I've spoken to him. He is who he says he is, and he does move in these circles in both the UK and the US. And hopefully soon we're going to do an interview where his voice is altered to hide his identity. And no, I haven't put him up to this. This is a genuine leftist, somebody who vehemently disagrees with me on many issues, but what prompted him to spill the beans on his woke acquaintances, and what is he actually saying? It's all explained in a Spectator US article in the first part of what is set to become a regular series, WikiLeaks. The insider refers to himself as They Them. His fallout with the social justice left began when a friend of his started lecturing him about using POC hand emojis on Instagram, asserting that it was the equivalent of blackface. Yeah, really. This, along with what he was witnessing in the presence of the Wokerati at events and parties, left They Them so infuriated that he could remain silent no more. From the Spectator article. It was after a star-studded fundraising dinner when I watched a group of activists so engrossed in their cokey soliloquies on the refugee crisis that they left their guest, a Libyan refugee, alone outside an expensive private club, unable to get in. It was witnessing the cowardice of an entire social group who completely abandoned a close friend when he became the subject of a Me Too allegation that they all knew to be bogus. They were so afraid of being on the wrong side of a trendy cause that they all watched in silence as he was mauled by social media mobs and lost his career. And as They Then goes on to highlight, many of these people who adopt social justice causes don't do it because they actually believe in the cause or want to make the world better. They do it because they feel guilty. Many of these celebs are only famous because their parents worked in the same industry or they went to the right school. This is the Oxford-Cambridge set. They had everything handed to them on a silver platter. They didn't have to graft. Many of them didn't even need to be particularly talented. And privately, they feel guilty that their fame is unearned, undeserved. And in many cases, they're right. I mean, have you seen what passes for comedy on television these days? Their fame is their privilege, and they won't hesitate to weaponize it in order to punch down. To demonize millions of people who have no privilege as bigots, racists, and homophobes. They embody actual privilege. While telling people like me who grew up working class that I should apologize for my privilege simply for being white. Ironic then that the drive to broadcast to the world how virtuous they are is actually born out of malevolence and selfishness. These people are also terrified that if they fail to display enough public loyalty to the woke mob, they'll become the next victim of it. You also see that same pressure in TV, movies, and art, where a work won't get commissioned unless it carries a social justice message, even if it's just tokenism. Because of social media, never before have so many people been famous. Many friends of mine have 40,000 plus followers. Many of them have close to a million. Of Instagram's 1 billion plus users, only 9.1% have fewer than 1,000 followers, whereas 30% have between 1,000 and 10,000. 36.7% have 10,000 to 100,000. 19.5% have 100,000 to a million. And 0.5% have over 10 million. This is a large and entirely new social demographic. A famous class, or famoisie if you will. Unlike material wealth, there is no tax on this fame, and yet it creates divisions in society and confers advantages to people which are extremely unjust. It is often very unmeritocratically derived. An inordinate number of the famoisie have parents who are also famous. In fact, I can't think of a single other industry that is so nepotistic, yet they are almost all strict followers of woke ideology. The character trait that typically accompanies fame is extreme narcissism. Many friends quickly went messianically deranged when their social media accounts exploded with followers. I remember being in the backstage area of a Bernie rally thinking that it felt less like a protest and more like the green room at a pop concert. People chattered to each other distractedly, glancing every few seconds at their phones or over each other's shoulders for someone more famous to talk to, before going on stage to passionately expostulate on the evils of inequality. For all its supposed utopianism, this is a cynically competitive and rigidly hierarchical scene. Social justice has become a product of social media, which itself exists not to make the world more equal, but to make a small number of people in Silicon Valley excessively rich. He then goes on to expose how many of these race grifters, who pose as champions of people of color, are actually bankrolled by moneyed interests that plunder people of color. The blurring of the lines between social media and social justice was exemplified with excruciating awkwardness by the patronizing trend of white celebrities giving black celebrities the logins to their social media accounts. The famous Brit Victoria Beckham let a slightly less famous Brit, June Sarpong OBE, take over her Instagram, which will undoubtedly go down with the Montgomery bus boycotts as a seminal moment in the history of the civil rights movement. The last time I saw June was in the Equality Lounge at Davos, where guests drank Verve Clicquot courtesy of sponsors PwC, who had just been exposed for their role in helping Isabel dos Santos steal billions from Angola. He then skewers the rampant hypocrisy of woke corporations. The same kind of companies, Nike, Coca-Cola, Apple, that will post black squares for Black Lives Matter. That will engage in the most verbose performative moralizing around social justice issues. But then spend millions lobbying against a US ban on imports of products produced by Chinese slave labor. We are so trapped within the algorithm that we're blind to the fact that social justice is no longer a political movement, but a branding exercise. We are not activists and revolutionaries, but consumers, liking and sharing videos and memes about democracy and equality on phones built by serfs in faraway fiefdoms. This is why the social justice movement has been so rapidly and seamlessly adopted by corporate America. It's all PR with no action. When you walk into the lobby of Netflix's headquarters in LA, you're greeted by a huge megaphone prop with the word Stay Woke spray-painted across it. This from a company that edits its content at the request of the Saudi Arabian regime. I hear nervous misgivings from my fellow citizens of Wokeania. I hear concerned whispers about the vicious attacks on trans rights heretics like J.K. Rowling. I hear cautious bitching about the hypocrisy of fashion influencers who scream for the removal of statues of long-dead slavers while accepting large sums to appear in ads for fashion brands that rely on modern-day slavery to stitch their clothes. But very few of them are willing to speak out against this phoniness. I get it. You're scared of the online abuse, you're scared of work mysteriously drying up if you have the wrong opinions, but above all, you're scared of being unpopular. Well, now you have WikiLeaks. In addition to what's in the article, he also told me what I'd been suspecting all along. That while publicly shaming and calling for the censorship of anyone who criticizes COVID lockdown policies, these sneaky bastards are out virtually every weekend getting faced at house parties, in direct violation of the very COVID rules they demand everyone else should follow. They then told me about another lefty who is publicly faking being transgender for the grift, while secretly living the life of a sex-mad heterosexual bachelor. Many such cases. And of course, the fact that lefties are weapons-grade hypocrites who performatively broadcast their contrived virtue as part of a massively dishonest grift is nothing new, but to have it confirmed in such colourful detail can only provide us deeper insights into the phenomenon known as virtue signalling. As I explained in a previous video, there's a very tight correlation between virtue signalling and narcissistic personality disorders.
As opposed to psychopaths, the study found that narcissists are more likely to engage in virtue signalling than victimhood, because of their grandiose view of themselves. And as we know, virtue signaling is almost exclusively a behavior exhibited by leftists. Narcissists manipulate public behavior by feigning concern for left-wing political causes. By fabricating proactive behavior while privately doing nothing, or even the opposite.
I'm so sorry.
Time is running out on your chance to enter the Rocket Mortgage Super Bowl Squares sweepstakes. It's the largest official game of Super Bowl Squares ever, with millions of dollars in prizes. And best of all, it's free to enter. Someone wins $50,000 every four change during Super Bowl 55. Touchdowns, field goals, safeties, extra points, even a pick six is a winner. Each time we pick a lucky winner from the square, they win 50 G's. Plus, two grand prize winners will win a $500,000 they could use toward their dream home. Don't miss your chance to win. See rules and enter for free right now at RocketMortgageSquares.com. Then tune in on February 7th to see if you bring home some dough. Rocket Mortgage, official mortgage sponsor of Super Bowl 55.
No purchase necessary. Legal residents of the 50 U.S. and D.C. of age of majority. Ends 2/4/2021, 11:59 p.m. Eastern. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states, NMLS number 3030. The NFL entities as defined in the official rules have not offered a sponsor this promotion in any way.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
You're listening to Summit.News with Paul Joseph Watson.
How you like me now? How you like me now?
So, you heard the WikiLeaks video in the previous segment. We're going to try and get the guy on. He's up for coming on. A lot of people are speculating as to who it may be, and they're all completely wrong thus far, but obviously we're not going to reveal his identity. But again, this is somebody that I've met, somebody who I know moves in these circles and hangs out with all these people, whether it be at Davos-type events or at house parties, where, as I said in the video, you know, they'll be on Twitter all day scolding people for criticizing lockdown policies and mask-wearing. The same night, there'll be a giant house party getting drunk. Absolutely incredible. In fact, I've been at house parties where I've had arguments with people who support lockdown policies, and it's like, well, you're here, you've already lost the argument. So we're going to get plenty more juicy revelations from WikiLeaks over the next few weeks. And again, we'll try and get him on in disguise with a voice changer so as not to expose his identity. over the next week. Meanwhile, Breitbart reports the UK government scientific advisor predicts annual coronavirus vaccine. So, again, there's no getting back to normal. This is the new normal. They're now saying the South African strain has mutated once again. Maybe the vaccines aren't going to cover that. Now, a senior figure from the UK government's immunisation committee predicts that Britons will have to have annual coronavirus vaccines as the Chinese coronavirus mutates into different strains. So, once again, they claim they weren't developing this vaccine passport. Countries across the world are now developing it. Airlines are saying that you'll have to prove you've had the vaccine to fly. Then they'll probably expand that to trains, to taxis, every form of public transportation. And again, it's about having you in the system. One guy who wasn't in the system was this fella. UK COVID cops arrest man for handing out free soup. Oi, mate, have you got a license for that soup? No, he didn't. That was literally the reason they arrested him. Despite the fact that he cited this exemption, which is in the UK coronavirus law, where you can actually meet with people, God forbid, up to 15 people you can gather. The government will let you meet people, either indoors and outdoors, if you say you're volunteering, if you're helping to feed the homeless. That's what this guy was doing. He'd been handing out soup to people for, I think it was 17 weeks before the police intervened. And the reason that they intervened was because they told him he didn't have a license to hand out soup. That's literally the meme come to fruition. Meanwhile, on the social media censorship front, and let's remember that leftists lobby for social media censorship because they want to silence their political adversaries. Corporations lobby for social media censorship because they want to eliminate their competition. It has nothing to do with hate speech whatsoever. That's just a contrived moral panic that they use to get their agenda rammed through. Well, now we have the New York Times citing experts literally calling for a ministry of truth to be controlled by the Biden government to decide what is reality and what is not. New York Times calls for Biden to appoint reality czar to fight misinformation. This is up on Summit News. The New York Times has amplified claims by experts who are calling for Joe Biden to appoint a reality czar, prompting critics to compare the idea to the Ministry of Truth in George Orwell's 1984. This was an article called How the Biden Administration Can Help Solve Our Reality Crisis. And the New York Times' Kevin Roofs, who is constantly trying to get people banned and deplatformed on social media, cites experts who are calling on the Biden administration to put together a cross-agency task force to tackle disinformation and domestic extremism, which would be led by something like a quote, reality czar. So they're still exploiting this capital breach from what was it now nearly a month ago. Of course, apparently it was more devastating and deadly than 9/11, Pearl Harbor, and Sandy Hook combined. That's how the media is responding to it. Still, you have AOC playing the victim. Again, going back to that study that I cited in the previous report, people who claim fake victimhood have dark triad personalities. They're literally psychotic, and this is a method that people exploit and abuse to get their way and to have their adversaries crushed in whatever domain that might be. AOC still talking about this capital breach like she was going to be killed. She accused Ted Cruz of trying to have her murdered with no evidence whatsoever. It's complete hysteria all the time, and they're using it as the drumbeat for this increased social media censorship. Like, you didn't do enough social media censorship before the election. You need more. Like, you haven't rigged the algorithms enough. You need even more. It says the job of this reality czar would be to head up a centralized task force that could coordinate a single strategic response to things like COVID-related and election fraud conspiracy theories. And as Raheem Kassam points out, this is precisely, mirrors precisely, and it's a cliche that's used. Oh, this is Orwellian. But this is an actual cliche that works. There's no better comparison. The Ministry of Truth in Orwell's 1984. Because the Ministry of Truth in the book decided what the truth was in Oceania, no matter what the actual truth may have been. They exercise the monopoly over reality by falsifying the nature of historical events. But that's not all. In having that monopoly of power, the Ministry of Truth, in 1984, they were able to redefine the very word truth under the rubric of newspeak so that truth becomes whatever the government-approved version of events is in that moment. And that's precisely what they're trying to do with this reality czar and all these other methods of social media censorship, of rigging algorithms, of Brian Stelter on CNN literally claiming, in opposition to every legal precedent whatsoever, as Glenn Greenwald pointed out, that freedom of speech is not freedom of reach. Well, now, as Greenwald pointed out, if a protest group files for permission to protest in a major city, the government, the authorities can't tell them, oh, you can go and protest in this little back street on the edge of town where no one will see you. The legal precedent is completely against that, but he's literally citing that. You don't have the right to freedom of reach to get Newsmax and Fox News and all these others kicked off cable. Again, it has nothing to do with hate speech and everything to do with them eliminating their competition. That's what it's been about from the very start. And again, they use this moral panic of conspiracy theories. I make the point over and over again. The most harmful, damaging conspiracy theories that caused the most deaths over the past two decades were both peddled by the mainstream media as a result of them amplifying government propaganda, which was proven to be completely incorrect. Okay, it was a conspiracy theory amplified by the media that Saddam Hussein had weapons of mass destruction. That led to the invasion of Iraq. That led to hundreds of thousands of dead people. It led to tens of thousands of U.S. troops being maimed. What, 5,000-6,000 of them being killed? That was a conspiracy theory backed up with no real evidence peddled by the mainstream media. Okay? These are the same people who hyperventilate all day about how conspiracy theorists are harming society. They are the most harmful entities to society. They were the ones pushing the freedom fighters in Libya and Iraq, Syria, and Libya conspiracy theory for years on end. The mainstream media said that we were arming the good guys in Libya, the good guys in Syria. What happened? ISIS took control of Libya. They took control of large areas of Syria. Gaddafi, the secular leader, was kicked out of office, was killed. ISIS took over the area. That precipitated, caused the international migrant crisis. And again, it was all based on the conspiracy theory that we were supporting freedom fighters in Libya and Syria. They weren't freedom fighters, they were Islamic jihadists. The media pushed that, the New York Times pushed that, CNN pushed that. That was harmful. That was one of the most harmful and damaging conspiracy theories to have been foisted on society over the past decade, and it continues to reverberate. So when they fearmonger about conspiracy theories, again, they always deny, ignore their own role in pushing the most harmful conspiracy theories to society. And as I point out in this article, such lies are also far more harmful to society because mainstream media networks have the biggest platforms. They're amplified by rigged social media platforms and they share a common consensus narrative with each other. So the New York Times, CNN, MSNBC, ABC, BBC News, they will all push the same narrative, which makes it even more harmful because it's amplified even more. So if you want a reality czar for the media, the reality czar should be over the corporate press because their conspiracies have proven time and time again to be the most harmful, the most damaging to society. That's going to wrap it up for the Summit News Hour. Summit.news for the latest. War Room is coming right up. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus.
That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.